News to the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. The Dallas Mavericks even the series with the Oklahoma City Thunder with a 119-110 win. The series shifts to Dallas on Sunday afternoon at 2:30. During the second day of the budget summit, the governor kept wanting to talk about tax cuts, but Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat and House Speaker Charles McCall have different sets of revenue numbers.
We'll talk about revenue and how yours doesn't balance right now. We'll be more than happy to have that conversation.
Yeah, it balances, but anyway.
The governor's office announcing that Osage and Pontotoc counties have been added to Oklahoma's federal disaster declaration to aid homeowners and business owners impacted by recent tornadoes. News anytime at RadioOklahomaNews.com. News of the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ken Johnson.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network. Our roots are in Oklahoma. Every hour we cover Oklahoma news from our Oklahoma-based broadcasters.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.